USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's Supreme Court of the United States nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, will be questioned by lawmakers today in Washington.
Justice Breyer, the members of the Senate will decide if I fill your seat, but please know that I could never fill your shoes.
Theoretically, based on numbers, the Democrats could put Jackson through to the Supreme Court without any Republican support. It appears many on Capitol Hill want to hear Jackson before the Senate Judiciary Committee before making a decision on her nomination. A China Eastern 737 passenger jet carrying 132 people crashed in southern China on Monday. China's equivalent to the FAA said it has been confirmed that this flight has crashed, adding that it had activated its emergency response and dispatched a working group to the scene. The plane was carrying 123 passengers and 9 flight crew members. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Basketball player LeBron James has reached another milestone in his career.
LeBron James is rising once again up the NBA's career scoring list. James passed up NBA great Karl Malone into second place on the all-time scoring list during the Lakers' 127-119 loss against the Washington Wizards Saturday night. James scored 38 points for Los Angeles, racking up a career total 36,947 points, putting him behind only the legendary Kareem Abdul-Jabbar by 1,441 points.
It's an honor for myself, for my hometown, and for my family, my friends, to be able to live these moments.
From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Ukraine directly rejected a Russian offer to open 2 safe corridors out of Mariupol in exchange for the city's surrender, as the relentless missile strikes on the battered seaport city continued for a 4th week Monday. Ukrainian leadership said there can be no talk of any surrender or lying down of arms. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynabite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynabite commercial so many times, so I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynabite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
President Biden's military leadership has shown many faults during his term as president and vice president. Crimea was lost to Russia under Biden's watch, and now Ukraine could lose its sovereignty under Biden's leadership. So how will the president do if and when China overtakes Taiwan? Representative Ken Buck, the Republican from Colorado, he joined Newsmax to discuss the strong possibility of new Chinese aggression against their neighbor.
And I think that's a great point. President Biden is really working from a position of weakness. He has not demonstrated a position of strength in Afghanistan. That was an absolute debacle. China moved into Afghanistan as soon as our last troops had left. They have seized our weapons from Afghanistan. China is benefiting from President Biden's weakness. There's no reason to believe that they respect his strength, and there's no reason to believe they believe that the United States will be a deterrent to whatever they want to do in Taiwan.
Lagging behind Russia in developing hypersonic weapons, the U.S. Navy is rushing to field its first with installation on a warship as soon as late next year. These weapons, which travel at ballistic missile speeds, are difficult to shoot down because of their maneuverability. The Russian military says it already developed hypersonic missiles, and they targeted Ukraine sites, marking the weapon's first use in combat over the weekend. It should be noted the Pentagon could not confirm a hypersonic weapon was used in the attacks. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.